Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Well, listen, before we start this episode of Flatshare Slamdown, we've got a bit of a problem. We need to pay the bills.
Ooh, that calls for a Flatshare.
No, we can't solve it with a Flatshare Slamdown this time.
What?
This is really important. Listen, we've been doing this podcast for 6 years and we've never once paid ourselves. Every month we're going to be giving you a brand new episode of Flatshare Slamdown all the way up until Christmas, Series 7. We'd like you to maybe give us a donation.
Absolutely. Listener dear, if you enjoy listening to the podcast, then please follow the links that will be on our Twitter account, our Facebook page, and on the British Comedy Guide, and give us a one-off donation reflecting how much you enjoy the podcast.
Long-term fans, you've been listening to us for 6 years completely free. So if you've enjoyed yourself over those 6 years, why not show us in your donation?
That'd be great. Thanks very much, and enjoy the episode.
Tom! Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Oh, well, that's...
you're not going to believe it. Hello.
Are we all right over there?
Not going to believe it. Not only do we have technical difficulties, we've also got something stuck up the chimney.
We've got a chimney?
Yeah, I know. Where do we live?
We live in a bungalow. Mm. Can bungalows have chimneys?
Sure, yeah. Of course they can. Yeah. Of course they can. If I said we've got something blocked on the second floor of our house, that would have been a problem. But no, you can have a chimney.
Oh, but we haven't got a roof. In front of yes and.
That's the exact opposite of what you're doing.
Okay.
Ben, you're going to have to clean this mess out the chimney.
But we don't even have a chimney.
Okay, fine. Right, right,
now we're in.
There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flatshare Slamdown!
Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show. Hey, it's the panel show that says, when I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All the other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause I think that I found a chimney sweeper. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found a chimney sweeper. She is always right there when I need her. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. That song is clearly not
beautiful, as
well known
lovely stuff
amongst our demographic as I thought it was. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. So let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Whoa! Here we are!
Hello.
Tom, when I ask you to sweep, why do you chim-chimmy, chim-chim refuse?
Well... Oh my God, I can't believe you burnt that one so early doors. Well, I can't unblock the chimney because I had a terrible experience last time. I was trying to block the chimney, but I got so distracted because I had to do some spiritual healing. I had to lay some crystals onto the naked bodies of two people who'd been stuck in a sauna. Ah, Cheryl from The X Factor and Mr. Porter, the famous musical playwright. I had to lay crystals on them to heal them. That's right. I had to Reiki over the hot coals. And I really...
And you really do mean that, don't you?
I mean, now you decide not to enjoy the puns? I mean, my teammate is looking like she wants to kill herself. That's not good, that he does.
Ben, why do you say chimino when I say sweep the chimney?
Well, last time I tried to sweep the chimney, I got the flu.
Oh!
Straight line. I love it.
Straight up and down.
You're not allowed to swap teams with it. So,
obviously, you have got teammates because you can't clean the chimney on your own. So which tiny, waifish, Dickensian orphans have you brought with you this week? Ben, we'll start with you.
I have brought me from the future. It's Richard Herring!
Hello, Mr. Herring. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that you're full of Christmas cheer. And that's... which is a shame because it's May. But it's great to have you here now. Yeah. Have you?
This is a dad who's finally been let out of the house.
It is, isn't it?
Please letting his hair down.
Well, let's talk about what kind of a flatmate are you? You're an absentee parent at the moment. But,
I'm very good at doing the dishwasher and the bins.
Well, what do you mean doing
them? To the extent that I'm quite bad because I won't let anyone else touch any of that stuff.
Have you got a system for the dishwasher?
I've got a very strict system for the dishwasher, so it annoys me when my mother-in-law comes in and puts knives in the wrong way up and stuff.
I don't even put knives in the dishwasher.
You shouldn't put them in.
Not good knives.
The sharp knives, the proper, you know, the Sabatier knife she puts in the dishwasher.
You've got Sabatier.
Someone's doing well.
Someone's doing all right.
I got them. Little hell. Tip for you, people at home, if you want to get some nice Sabatier knives, TK Maxx.
Really?
Yeah. £50 for 12 knives. Boom!
I mean, no one expected him to bring out his catchphrase, boom, so early on. It's what we all came for. Every week on television, we'd be like, when's he going to say his funny catchphrase? Boom! And he said it very early doors. Well, I'm glad you brought your knives along.
Only because most of this is going to be cut.
He's already cut. Listen, who have you brought along this week, Tom?
Well, exciting times at the Jamboree, everyone! Hooray! It's our birthday. It's been exactly a year since the last Jamboree.
Is it really?
It's an annual thing.
Yes. So it's the day of the Jamboree, in other words.
It's the day of the Jamboree. I needed someone to get the party started, so I thought, who's the best party person who I know? It's birthday girl and star of Josh, B.T. Edmondson!
B.T. Edmondson! Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Hey,
hey, hey.
So
that's our catchphrase.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Broom. So, although that is what you're going to use to sweep the chimney, isn't it? A broom. So, BT, we ask this question of every guest who comes on. What's the most you've spent on knives?
I don't think I've ever bought a knife.
Wow.
I've just accumulated
true richness when you don't even have to buy knives.
Where did you just got gifted them, yeah.
Born
yeah.
with a silver knife.
And tragically died the same day.
So, BT, are you a good kind of flatmate? Are you a good flatmate?
I think I'm good value, but I'm not good at doing the chores and stuff. And I'm so jovial that people can't be angry with me.
So you're basically a shitty housemate, but you bring vibes.
Yeah. Like loads of friends to parties that you haven't organised.
So you allow your friends to gate crash parties that your flatmates have. Yeah, you don't seem like a good flatmate.
I'm fun.
There we go.
That accounts for something.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think people who say they're fun though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tom, are you fun?
Yeah.
There we go.
I am, right?
Yeah. I think you're fine.
Team fun.
Okay, we've got team fun and team broom, but that's good. We've got our teams. So we've met our contestants, but who will sweep the board tonight? Let's find out as we play round one.
Stepping time! Chim chimney to you, more like. Increased population that came with the age of industrialisation, the number grew apace of houses with a
chimney.
During normal operation, creosote built up, reducing the flow of smoke that you get from a
chimney.
A chimney sweep was a worker who climbed inside and got rid of ash and soot and debris from a
chimney.
Using his back, elbows and knees, he'd shimmy up the flue, dislodge the soot, and it'd fall all over him.
Chimneys, so many chimneys, they all go up and down, all around in the chimney.
Stick your brush up there, mate. Get back up there, flue, mate. The master sweep was brought from the workhouse or brought them from their parents to climb all inside the
chimney.
Boys as young as four climbed hot flues that could be as narrow as 81 square inches.
chimney?
The work was dangerous. They'd often get jammed in the flue, suffocated or even burning to death.
Chimney?
And the soot was a carcinogen. They were prone to getting cancer. Why is none of this shit in Mary Poppins?
Oh, chimney.
Chimney, go fuck yourself, more like.
Whoa.
Oh!
Whoa! Whoa! Who knew?
Very early on in that, very early on, Tom handed me a bit of paper that just said, it's 2 minutes long. So, this is less of a podcast, more like an album with occasional chat.
Love it.
So, round one is a sooty and sweep the chimney. So, to help us play, please welcome our very special guest, Izzy Sweep. Izzy Sweep is here. Oh! Hello, Izzy. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
It's great to have you here.
I'm really enjoying the vibes.
Yes. Very heavy vibes at the moment. Very heavy vibes. So, tragically, you're stuck down a chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got previous on me. Well, not so much being stuck in chimneys, but sort of receptacles, haven't you, before?
Yeah, I've been stuck down a well.
You were with somebody, weren't you?
Yes. I was with Lady Gaga.
What exactly? What exactly did that sound like?
I'm your biggest fan, man. Up, I'll follow you and tiddle you. La, love me, me, me. Ba, 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 ba. Rad, see, 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 baby. There's no other. This is superstar. You know, no, that'll be, be, be. Ba, 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 ba. Rad, rad, see, see. Bra, ba, me, me, sasa, be, be. Kind, kind, kind. But I won't stop and tiddle. That's my boy. It is my mama. Baby, I'll be baby with your dress. You can't tiddle you. La, love me, me, me. Ba, 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 ba. Rad, rad, see, see, see. That is.
Yes, amazing. Amazing. I was hoping you'd do the 2 minute long version, unfortunately.
Really,
yeah. Amazing if you're like, oh, by the way, this is 2 minutes long.
I can do loads of songs. Ring, ring, a ring, ring, a rub, 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 zizzies, a pop pocket, fuffle, a pop, 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 zizzies, a titty, shushu, a titty, shushu, we all love, fuffle, fuffle, down, 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 down.
How did you. This is an amazing skill.
Yeah. Can you talk like that when you're up the chimney?
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't sound as good. Good because God is it's not not and it's song.
Oh, I think you've invented a new language. That's amazing. So the rules of
it's
the
like
game.
Like getting Daniel Kitson play. Hey, oh, it's a great slam.
It Come is on. A good slam. Yeah, yeah. He won't hear it. So the rules of this game are very, very simple. Izzy is trapped in a chimney with an animal, a comedian, and a household object. Our contestants get to ask two questions for each thing, and they have to all write down their guesses. So we're going to start with the animal. Shall we?
Sure.
Okay. So, Tom.
Yes.
We will start with you. Tom, would you like to ask the first question?
Would this animal really fit in a chimney?
What a waste of a question.
Really?
How big the chimney, isn't it? It could be, come get an elephant in like a cooling tower.
Listen, are you stuck in this chimney or what?
You can get an elephant in a cooling tower.
You can get an elephant in a cooling tower.
Prove it.
You can get a blue whale in a cooling tower.
Guys, sorry, that is round two. We can't play that now. Would it fit in a chimney?
Just, but you'd have to...
Depends on how big the chimney is.
In an average chimney. No.
It's an average
it's
chimney.
It's an average chimney.
It's an average chimney. It's an average episode of Flash.
BT Edmonton, a question, please.
Okay, is it the kind of animal that you'd be really not happy about sharing chimney space with?
I wouldn't be overjoyed.
Right, okay.
Like, there'd be a lot more animals that I'd want to be with.
Okay.
Richard.
I've got nothing.
Okay. Thanks for playing along. And go on, ask a question. It doesn't have to even be about this round. Just any question you've ever wanted to ask, Izzy.
How wide would you say an average chimney is?
It's a good question.
It's not a bad question, actually. Izzy is indicating with her hands on what is an audio podcast.
It turns out it's about an average amount that you'd expect.
Yeah,
for
about an average amount.
I'm gonna make the space and then judge the amount of inches.
Okay, that's what you're doing. Okay, use the space.
24 inches.
24 inches. Okay, Clarkey, impressive. Have you got a question?
Well, thank you very much.
is the animal? Furry.
Yes.
It's a furry animal.
It's an animal.
Tom, another question, please.
Would you put a lead on this if you were taken out of the house? Once you get out the chimney.
Is it a dog? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Oh, it's a shit question.
It's a shit one, yeah, it's a shit
or
one.
Or a house rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
Is it a house rabbit?
Or would you put a lead on any animal?
You could pop a lead on a ferret.
Pop a lead on anything, mate.
I've seen that.
How big's this 24-inch wide ferret?
You can't pop a lead on a worm.
Well, you could try.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, right.
You can put the worm on a small trolley.
Okay, can I just stress, we've got two other things you've got to guess. And there was a question. Okay.
Is the animal fanged? Is that better?
Can I just say thanks for that question?
Is the animal fanged?
No.
Not a fanged animal, BT.
Okay, what? Is the animal native to this country?
Good question.
Yeah, good. That's good.
That's good. That's a good. We can all agree it's a good question. It's got herring slur of approval.
Broom, yeah, broom.
She came back smiling.
I'm having so much fun, but I'm not sure how much anyone else is.
Right.
Sorry.
What was the question?
Is it native to...
Yeah. It's definitely very prevalent in this country.
Okay. Good question.
Okay.
Good answer.
Richard.
Is the animal a panda?
The old prevalent panda. Yeah,
there's tons of them. You can't move for pandas.
There's prevalent pandas.
No.
Nah. Clarky, final question.
I went for glory.
You did, yeah. It would have been amazing. I'll give you one final bite of the cherry. Have you got a question there, Clarky?
Does it walk on all fours?
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Yes, it does walk on all fours. So we've established it is an animal that walks on all fours and pretty much nothing else. So so write down your answers.
Tom just asked me, do foxes have fangs? I feel like fangs are just for vampires.
Oh, that can't be true.
That's why I asked, did it walk on all fours?
Is it a vampire?
Is it a fox?
Is it a fox?
No.
Ooh.
BT.
Is it a panda? No.
So close, though. Bridges.
Is it a dog?
No.
Is it a wolf?
No.
Oh! Well, you'll be making that sound three more times. Izzy, can you reveal what the animal was in your chimney-based voice?
Okay. The animal was a donkey.
It was a donkey! It was a donkey!
Donkey! Oh, my donkey up a chimney?
Guys, that's round three. Please, do not preempt any of the rounds I've got planned.
Can I ask you?
If it didn't have any legs.
Yeah, you can ask a few follow-up questions. Now you have the answer, Richard. Yeah, go on.
Does it have hooves?
We had to saw them off. That's how we fit it down the chimney.
The thing is, I've only ever seen a picture of a dog.
So here we go. We're going to go with the household object now. So,
really?
Ben, I know. Don't worry, but it's all going to get taken out the entire round. Ben, why don't you start us off with a question?
Would you find it in the kitchen?
No.
Richard, what's your question?
Would you find it in the bedroom?
Maybe in your bedroom.
Is it a donkey?
BT, what's your question?
Okay. Is it something you'd hang pictures on? That's really specific.
Is it a picture hook?
Is it a nail or a picture? Amazing.
Could you hang a picture on a wall with it?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll write that down.
It's definitely eliminated a couple of things. Sorry, what was your question, Parry?
Would you be able to buy one of these from Argos for under £30?
Upsetting accent.
Yes.
Good call. Great question. Thanks.
Clarky, any questions from you? No,
I reckon I've got it. Oh, dear.
This is our best ever. Yeah. Last one, by the way.
By the way, in terms of how much we're enjoying ourselves, definitely number one, 100%. Go on, Clarky.
Do you find it in the living room?
No.
Not the living room. Herring.
Could someone transport it into the living room? And put it in there.
Yeah.
Well, then you could find it in the living room, so I don't know.
Oh. He's absolutely done you on that one, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He's applied Herring's logic to that. Okay, BT, what's your question?
Okay. Could you use it to wash...
Yeah, but she's gone specific again. She's gone upsettingly specific.
And to wash clothes in.
It's a good point. Could you wash your clothes in it?
No.
Oh, dear. Tom Parry.
Would you ever consider giving this as a gift? And would it be well received? Two questions?
I'm going to allow it because no one else asked a proper question.
Great.
If you gave it to the right person, it would be well received, but it wouldn't be something that you'd keep, like, in the gift drawer.
I'm afraid we have to push you for your answers, because it's the end of the show, sadly.
I'm also the end of the year.
So we'll start with you, Ben. What do you think the household object is?
Is it a broom?
Is it a broom?
It's not.
Richard.
Is it a 10-pin bowling trophy? Hold on, I'm waiting for the answer.
It's not.
BT.
Is it... Okay, so you can't hang a picture on it. But is it a picture?
No.
Oh. No. Oh. No. Okay.
Is it a toilet brush?
That's a good answer, but no.
Someone thought
yeah.
it was.
Well, that's yeah, very
let's throw it open to the audience. Does anyone in the audience think they know what it is?
Why are we making it longer than it is?
Toilet roll holder. No, go on. Izzy, put us out of our misery.
It's a sore. So you could hang a picture up with it.
I mean, if you really...
Don't be a sore loser.
Hey!
Is a sore a household object?
I think out of the house.
Yeah,
don't think it's a shed hold object.
I guess that's because we haven't got a shed.
We've got one more. We're gonna whip through it this time, really super fast, okay? Mm-hmm. BT, you can start the questions. We're guessing at the comedian this time, okay?
Ooh.
BT, first question.
Okay. Is it someone who wears a suit?
Mm. Okay. Richard. Sorry, you went up. Sorry, that's key. I was so eager to get the round over with. I was like, let's just cut Izzy out of this part. You can record the answers later. No. Is it someone who wears a suit?
No.
Okay.
Nice Richard. Suit.
Are they alive or dead?
Alive.
They're alive, but suitless. Ben.
Is it a man?
It is.
It's a man.
Oh. It's a comedian.
Oh.
Waste of a question.
Dear, oh dear.
Hey, hang on a minute.
Dear, oh dear. I'm very, very disappointed that I didn't say that first. So, Tom, question.
Would you hang out with this comedian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. BT, next question.
Do they do material about like ex-girlfriends?
No.
Oh, okay. So interesting.
Again, good. Specific. I like it. Oh. Richard,
are they over 37 years old?
Yes.
They're over 37. Ben,
do you know them?
Not really. No. Oh.
Final question, Tom.
Are you having a nice time?
Are you having a nice time? Is the question. A dangerous question to ask you in this round, St. Thomas. A dangerous question to ask, but Izzy, I'm going to have to push you for an answer. Izzy, are you indeed having a nice time?
Overall, my memory of this period of my life will be good.
Yes. Well, you're in love. You've got a child. You've got a wonderful. Yeah, yeah. But specifically
now,
right now, yes.
I feel like we're all friends, and you know.
This has been the hardest question to answer. Out of all of them. But I think.
Yeah, I feel like I let everyone down with Saw.
No.
Yeah. You did.
You should.
You really.
Donkey, as we've let everyone down.
I was going to have Robin and dishwasher salt.
Perfect.
Oh. See, that would have been so
that'd
wonderful.
Be great.
We'd have been straight off if it was in the kitchen. Yes, it would have been a great start.
Yeah.
I think they're quite a patient audience. We're going to start from the top again. So the rules are very simple. Izzy is stuck down the chimney.
Do you want a clue?
Let's have a little clue.
I know who it is.
I tell you what, if Richard gets it, then we'll be the only person who'll win a point.
It's Julian Clary.
Oh, it's not.
No. So then we'll have the clue, but I'm afraid Richard has locked out of the game now. No. So, well, he's locked
it
anyway.
It was worth it.
I don't want a clue either. Okay.
Tom doesn't want a clue either. Go for your guess then, mate.
Is it Vic Reeves?
He always wears a suit.
It's not Vic
Lovely
Reeves.
Suits. Tom's locked out of the game. In a second, I'm going to lock myself out of the game. So can we please whip crack away with this clue?
Oh, it's like spiders coming out the sky.
Okay, that's a good clue. What do you think it is? We'll start with you. Beatty, which one are you going to go for?
Noel Fielding.
Is it Noel Fielding?
I went for Noel Fielding as well.
You went for Noel Fielding?
It is Noel Fielding.
It's Noel Fielding! Izzy City, everybody! Izzy City! Well done. Well, at the end of that, it's a point each. Can you believe it?
That's a long way to go, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Don't look at your watch, mate.
If you are believable, if you haven't watched this podcast before, it's first to 100.
So no one's in first place, so the odds are not chimney stacked against anyone. There's still everything to play for. As we head into round two, it's flat games.
Yeah!
Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get gold.
In motion.
That is slowly slowing down to a stop.
Yeah. Listen up, Guardian Guide. Why don't you stick that in your top 50 podcasts, you cunts?
That is the email we sent to them a week ago. We're really regretting that. This week we're playing a version of Tic-Tac-Toe, which we're calling Dictate-Toe. Almost works. Each team is going to take the roles of someone writing and their secretary. The letter writer is dictating a letter to their secretary, but unfortunately only the secretary knows what the letter's about. So without annoying the dictator by telling them outright, the secretary has to give clues throughout the dictation to help them write their letter. So we're going to start with Tom and Beatty. Beatty, you're dictating. Tom, naturally, you're the ever humble and helpful secretary. So for Tom, our audience at home, and our Phoenix audience, this is the letter that Beatty is writing.
Beatty is writing to tell her neighbours to keep the noise down.
Here we go. Off you go.
Dear sir.
Are you sure you want to be that formal?
Hello, mate.
It's a bit friendly.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
My name is Beatty.
Okay.
I'm writing to inform you that I've got 5 million euros in a bank account.
I've got the Beatty bit, I've got your name, but maybe don't mention your wealth.
Right. But it's from a relative that died, and you could know. No, okay. No.
Again, you've gone very specific very early on.
We'll write that letter.
Let the game lead you.
We'll write that letter another time.
Right. So, yeah.
Yes.
I've heard the bad news.
Ooh, you've heard something. I've heard.
Heard. That you're...
Dot, dot, dot.
Having a bad time.
Well, you've heard
There are. Things. I've heard there are things afoot.
You've heard that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've heard that fee. You've heard. What else have you heard? Let's go for what else you've heard.
Oh, I've heard the gossip.
Yeah, you've heard their gossip. You've heard their fee. What the bloody fee. Else have you heard?
Oh, I've heard
you've
you
heard so much.
Banging around upstairs.
Yes.
Having sex.
Yes.
Fucking.
Yeah, fucking.
Fucking.
Having sex and fucking
and
having
and
sex.
Dogs Allowed.
The Dogs Allowed, our least favourite band. Worst cover band ever. Yeah, they're making so much bloody noise,
Stop
aren't they?
Bloody racketing around upstairs.
Yay! Yes. Absolutely right. From BT, P.S.
P.S.
I've got 5 million euros.
I've got 5 million euros.
Well, I'm going to give you a point for every million euro you have. 5 points to BT and Tom there. 5 points to BT and Tom. So now is the turn. Now it is. Oh, my God. Now it's time for the laughter and applause to end. Ben is the war. Ben, you're the dictator. Richard is the secretary. For Richard and for everyone else, here is the letter that Ben is writing.
Ben is writing to apologise for killing his neighbour's cat.
Oh. Off you go.
Dear sir or madam.
Well, again, maybe a bit formal.
Hello, everyone.
Maybe more specific.
Hello, you.
I'm a married. I think it may set slightly the wrong tone.
I am delighted.
No. I'm not. I think you should dial that.
I'm horrified.
Yeah, horrified.
Yeah. I am horrified to find out that you... I'm horrified to find out that I have done a bad thing.
You have.
I've been a bad boy.
You have.
I would like, as compensation, to give you 5 million euros.
That may be too much.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's a, that probably should start with that.
I'm sorry for what I've done.
Yeah, you did do it.
Did specifically killing.
Yeah.
For killing. Oh my God.
This is based on your life. This we're trying to get a confession here. For a string of murders that have happened.
I'm sorry for killing.
I mean, you know, what would you apologise in a letter for?
I'm for killing your dog.
Yeah, more or less.
Your pet.
Yeah,
your,
well, it is a
your
pet. Yeah. What's like a dog but it's not a dog? Like, it's a female
dog.
A donkey!
Not a donkey! I'm sorry for killing your cat.
Yeah! Wow. Always gets a cheer, that. Always gets a cheer. So, seeing as that was so much fun, it says here in my script, why don't we play again? So, this time we'll flip the roles. Here is what Tom's letter is all about.
Tom is writing to apply to be Prime Minister.
Secretary, take a note.
Okay.
Dear Sir / Madam.
Not really a madam.
It's not a madam thing. Dear sir!
Yeah!
Hey, mister. I'm writing to you, right?
Yeah.
And I...
that is very much
the
game.
Yeah. I am writing to you because I have got to inform...
No.
I have got to tell you...
No.
I am shocked.
No.
No. I have got a question for you.
That's
too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dear sir, can you tell me? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can go with that, yeah.
Can you tell me something I need to know?
No.
No. No. Tell me something I already know.
Yeah.
Dear sir. Yeah.
It's more of a request.
It's more of a request. Dear sir.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
I'm in a spot of bother.
No.
Well, I'm having a good time.
Yeah. You're doing really well.
Yeah. Dear sir, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm having too good a time. Please, can you keep the bar open?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're doing so well in your life that you think, well, how can I take this up a notch?
Yeah. Dear sir, tell me something.
Yeah.
Have I got that OBE? than I am after. More so. Dear sir.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's about time that I joined you as an official, sir.
Ooh.
Or even a Knight of the Bloody Realm.
Bigger.
Can I please have my crown? Because I am the King of the Lord.
I mean,
King of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Have I been appointed Pope?
No.
It's Pope and
Dear
Pope.
Sir, can I please be Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Yours sincerely, Thomas.
Excellent, excellent stuff. You were, of course, writing the letter you write every day of your life to apply to become Prime Minister. Finally, Richard, you get to dictate. Ben, you're the secretary. Here is the theme of Richard's letter.
Richard is writing to Pappies to congratulate them on having the best podcast.
Richard and Benedict.
This is a very ironic one. After
off
today.
You go. Off you go.
Dear Mum.
No. No, mate.
Okay.
Dear, I wouldn't say so, no.
Darling.
Oh, thank you. Not really.
Okay. Dear Sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pop a plural on.
Sirs. Dear Sirs and Madams. Is.
Well.
I would like to thank you.
Yes, actually.
Finally!
Yeah. No, you're not wrong, actually.
But having sex with me?
Well! Well.
Dear sirs, I would like to thank you for allowing me to come...
Yes. Well, it feels like you're still in the headset of the last one, but... That kind of works.
Okay. To your function.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I disgraced myself.
Yes. Yes. Your words.
And I would like to say sorry for drinking all the beer.
Well, yes. That's quite all right.
And I wrecked everything and knocked everything over.
Don't worry about being sorry.
Okay. I'm delighted that I ruined the event.
No.
The wedding.
It's more that. It's more you're taken with the event
that
you're a part of.
It was such fun.
It was.
To crash the royal wedding.
Not that.
Have sex with the Duchess.
Oh, man alive, you're obsessed.
I'm just getting... That's the vibe I'm getting off the audience.
No one here wants to have sex.
They want to imagine me having sex with someone who's about to marry a royal. No.
Think about the here and now. Just really put yourself in the situation.
Thanks for having me at the Flatshare Slam Down, whatever this is called.
You're welcome.
And congratulations. Come on, and congratulations.
And congratulations
on having the best podcast. Yay! Yeah! Very good.
Thank you, Richard.
It's all right.
That does mean a lot, actually.
And for all having sex with me.
We can clip that sentence and use it just for this.
So Ben quite rightly pointed out that I didn't give any points after I'd given BT 5 points. So we can just put these in. So for Rich and Ben for the cat thing, 7.
Yeah.
BT and Tom for the PM thing. 8.
Yeah.
Perfect. And Richard and Ben for the congratulations. It's got to be 10.
5 minutes.
It's got to be 10. Aww. It's got to be 10 points.
Is it?
So, producer Ben, it's got to be. So, producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well, Tom and BT have 14, but Ben and Richard have 18.
Oh. Fuck you.
Well, easy.
No, fuck off, I came here to win.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Fuck you. All right, please, that language will not be accepted in the court of Beef Brothers, all right? That's what we're going into. We're about to play Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a Flatshare-based beef. And this one comes from Meredith, who is in the audience. Where are you, Meredith? There you are. Hello. Meredith writes, My housemate stores her jug in my section of the fridge.
Whoa!
What kind of jug?
Hang on a sec, there will be a cross-examination. What, like one of her boobs? It's not. Please, Pete.
Keep it icy cold.
Just the left one.
One that's hot and one that's cold. It's a nice move. Now, I don't know what's in the jug, but it's always full and purple. I wouldn't mind, but she's designated our sections. If she wanted these big enough for her jug, she could have had it. Also, her middle name is Fanny. So, Meredith, there's a lot to play with there. There's a lot to play with. Ben and Richard, you're on Meredith's side. So you're on the side of Meredith. Tom and Beatty, you are on the side of the jug holder.
The jug lady.
The jug lady, as she shall forever be known. So there's just time for a cross-examination. And we've got a couple of questions already. Beatty, you want to know what kind of jug it was. Meredith.
Yeah. Glass jug.
Okay.
Whoa, so it's a glass jug, thinking. But you don't know what's in it.
Well, it's purple. That's all I know.
Wait. That's all you know?
Can I ask?
It could just be juice. Chill.
Literally.
Chill.
Is it thick? Is it viscous? Do you ever give the jug a little shake?
No, I've never shaken
the jug. You never popped your finger in the top of the jug?
Have you never bothered to shake the jug?
Taste her jug for once.
That is conjecture. And by the way, no one's going with your jug thing, mate. Richard, any questions?
Have you ever thought about mentioning it to her?
wait, we're on her side.
rather bringing up here, where she might hear, it's sort of passive aggressive, isn't it?
I think it would
be on a podcast.
It would be a petty thing to mention to her.
Yeah, but on a podcast, it's okay.
So by petty, you mean like it's small, it's insignificant.
Yeah.
It's how big is the jug?
It's a big jug.
Okay. She has big jugs.
Yeah, it's done right. It's paying off.
Beatty is wearing this audience down, and I love it.
Is it ornate? No.
No, it's just a plain glass jug.
Plain glass jug.
Whose jug is it?
Great question.
Whose jug?
Whose jug is it? Where's this jug come from?
It's my housemate's jug.
Fanny.
That's not her name, that's her middle name.
What's her first and last name? No, you don't have to answer that. That's fine. Name
What's
redacted.
Your middle name, Meredith?
I have two middle names.
Whoa!
Let's hear the names. I realise that by chanting this, we can't hear what she's saying when she does get to the names. But yeah, let's hear the names.
Eleanor Jane.
Ooh. Everybody likes
Everyone
it.
Approves of the
Everyone
names.
Approved Eleanor Jane. EJ.
Do you have more of the fridge than she does?
No, she has two shelves and I have the big tall shelf.
Hang on though. She has two shorter shelves.
Yeah,
and you've
can't
got the tall shelf of which the jug can fit on.
Yeah, and also,
can the jug... This is great. Can the jug fit on either of her two shelves?
No, but she designated me that shelf, and she knew about the jug.
Answer the question, yes or no? Does the jug fit on the shelf?
It's a very simple question.
Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no, Meredith?
No.
Yes or no, Meredith? Eleanor Jane!
No.
No, it does not.
Meredith, do you have any other smaller jugs in the house?
Yes or no?
No, but what does she need to put in a jug?
Oh, it's the only...
The purple stuff!
So, hopefully, that is enough information.
That was hostile.
I don't think it is. It was really,
okay.
It was really impressive
that
from
was
you,
good,
Tom.
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Mm. Yeah, we're all very aroused. So, without further ado, I call upon Richard Herring to begin the case for the prosecution. You have exactly 1 minute. Your time begins now.
It is ridiculous that this... Fanny woman has got her jugs all over the shelf.
Really disrespectful way to talk about women.
Sustained.
This lovely lady has got her jugs all over the shelf.
As I said before.
You'll get your turn. Yeah. We'll get to your turn.
And why not just have two small jugs and put whatever this purple stuff is. Is she eating this purple stuff or is it just sitting in the fridge? Put that on her shelf. She's got two designated shelves. It's ridiculous for her to come in. There's one shelf just because it's a bit higher. That doesn't mean you can come put... Oh, I've got to put my high things up on that shelf. You get down, find something that will fit on your shelves and put them on your shelves. We've got a system here. And if that system breaks down, then what kind of hell... We've got people who will be putting knives upside down in the dishwasher. Someone will get stabbed.
What type of knives are they?
They'll be Sabatier. Well,
that's your time, I'm afraid. That is your time. Excellent work there from Richard Herring. Let's not forget his closing argument. There'll be sabbatical. Now to hope for the defence. We call upon now BT Edmondson, who had a lot to say, so you've got exactly 1 minute to say even more, starting now.
Okay, have you ever thought about feeling her jugs? Just to check if there's nothing in there that could be like
55 seconds left.
Something medical. Like, what if it's medicine? What if it's medicine for her jugs? And she's keeping it in a jug as a metaphor. Putting that on your shelf so you notice, so you just take some interest in her life. Think about that from 30 seconds.
Another 30 seconds, yeah.
And hey, do you know what? If you had a problem with it, you would ask her about it and touch her jugs. I don't know, I've run out of things. Are there nipples on the jugs?
Yes.
So you can drink from the jug out of a nipple. I don't know. Maybe there are. You haven't asked though, because you don't ask her about them.
And that is your time.
Nailed it. Case closed.
I'm so glad I've met someone who thinks about boobs more than I do.
Yeah.
Now, Meredith, how do you think it's going so far?
Well, after Richard said his piece, I thought not too well, but now I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, I'm going to punch you in the jugs.
Oh, whoa, whoa! Easy! Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Absolutely.
Your time begins now.
Well, Meredith, you're clearly in a lot of pain. We've all lost this year. This year of all years. It's been a terrible year. You lost a shelf. But we've all lost a lot. And we all feel your pain. Your purple pain. Purple pain.
Wow.
Wow. And where are you going to keep your raspberry beret?
Oh, a wonderful tribute to the... a wonderful tribute to the Prince of Paisley Park.
A lot of people thinking a minute's silence might have been more appropriate.
Yes. It was a wonderful tribute. Now, Tom, you're going to conclude the defence's case.
Yes.
Are you going to do it as yourself? Because actually, it was very powerful when you were being yourself earlier on.
Thank you. I enjoyed being myself earlier on. But no, I'm going to do it in the style of my Deep South defence lawyer from the John Grisham novel.
I wasn't expecting that.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen presiding and providing. Your over a minute begins. Begins now. Just check. Killed just check in the room.
New fandangled indoor lighting that they've got here. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you heard a lot of big names been described here today. That their prosecution over there trying to confuse you with all their new fandangled terminology. I don't even know what terminology means. Neither do you, son. We're simple small town folk here. Two names. Fanshawe Standen. Real simple like. We ain't like them there city folks come up here with their three or four names. Meredith, Eleanor, Jane, Susan, Jennifer, Aniston. I don't know about you. Good Lord, gave me them there two names. I know the same about you there, Henry Stephen. And Doris Day. Two names. We simple folk, two names. Tell you who else got more than them there two names? Lucifer. Beelzebub. Satan. Jack Frost. The Haunted Dog. Yeah. Go by them there many names. We here be simple folk. Two names. two shelves. One fridge. The defense rests.
Oh, fancy your standing. Actually, it's sort of been the elephant in the room, but we do have, we've got two big celebrities in the room. We've got Henry, Stephen and Doris Day here tonight. So very exciting to have. It's an absolute honour, and thank you so much for coming along.
Finally.
Now, obviously, I can't make the decision by myself. Believe you, me, I have tried. God knows I've tried. But I can't. Just can't. Can't do it. No, that honour goes to our live Phoenix audience. So if you think Ben and Richard and therefore Meredith is in the right, applaud now. But if you think BT and Fanshawe won the day, applaud now.
I can't help but think your treatment of the witness affected our support there.
I feel like I'm going to give it to Ben and Richard. Yeah. Meredith, congratulations. Yeah. I hope you're happy with that, Meredith. I hope you're all right with that. So no chimney is complete without a fire, and no quiz is complete without a quick fire round. So let's hear our quick fire round jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, but a lot of people have been saying it should have a quick introduction.
It's a good idea.
Should have a quick introduction. So this time round, we thought we would give something a bit of a try. We thought we'd leave it down to chance, so I'm going to roll this dice.
He's got himself a dice.
And if it lands on an even number, then we'll get straight on with it.
It's a modern day dice man.
Here we go. If it's an even number, we're getting on with it. Oh, that's bad news. I have just rolled a 3, which means we're going to keep on going. Okay, next round, I'm going to roll the dice again. If it's more than 3, then we'll crack on with it. But if it's a 1, 2, or 3, then we'll just keep on going. Here we go, Clarky. Eyes down for this one. It's a 3, so we're going to keep on going. Oh, our hands are in the fates of the gods. I'm gonna roll it again, and this time if it's a 1 or a 2 or a 3, we'll get on with the quick fire round. It's a 2, yeah. So here it is, the quick fire round.
Oh, 6.
Amazing work. Now, of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be chimney or sweeping based. So instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first
name. It's time to narrow the odds, mate. Let's make it 50-50. I'm going to toss a coin. If it's heads, we carry on.
Realise all the odds so far have been 50-50.
I'm no mathematician. If it's a tails, then me and Clarky take our tops off and we get on with the quickfire round. Are you ready?
Yep.
and not we don't get our tops off now. We get them off in the recording.
Ooh, that's a real shame.
Okay, so here it goes. It's a Tails. Oh. Tops off, boys. It's time to get on with the
Yeah, I can tell.
Hey,
what about tops off?
Hey, Beatty, look at the jugs on that.
So, as I said, all the questions will be chimney or sweeping base. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Beatty, let's hear that now.
Tom, Eleanor, Jane.
Wait, what?
That'll do. Ben and Richard, your first names, please.
Ben.
Richard.
Excellent work. Off we go. What disease do cows get if they go up or down a chimney?
Wait, what?
Yes, BT.
Cow side downs disease.
No way.
Cow side down disease.
Cow side down disease. I'm going to give you a half a point for it. It's not all the answer I've got here. It's actually soot in mouth. Now, what ailments do Jessica Ennis, Greg Rutherford, and Usain Bolt get if they go up a chimney?
Brush.
Athlete soot, 1 point to the audience. Well done. What song about getting the dust off your chimney sweeping implement did DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince record?
Broom, shake, shake, shake your room.
Tom Parry, yes. Which Northern Irish band can you find up a chimney?
Tom.
Tom.
Oh.
Snow Patrol.
Absolutely correct. They are always up a chimney. Yes, no, the answer I was looking for was Ash. What did Hamlet say about cleaning a chimney?
To sweep or not to sweep?
You're almost there.
Alas, poor ventilation.
I'm going to give you a point for that. It was to sweep, perchance to dream, of course. What song did Lynyrd Skynyrd write about cleaning a chimney?
Sweep Home Alabama.
Sweep Home Alabama, yes. What does the chimney sweep say when he has a lot of work?
Bloody hell.
To your right. Okay, to point to Parry. The actual answer was business is brooming. What song did Adele perform all about cleaning the chimney?
Someone Like Broom.
It's not the answer I've got, but I'm going to give you a point. It was in fact Rolling in the Sweep. That's the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. So, producer Ben, let's hear those final scores.
They are amazingly close.
Oh, this is what I like.
Go on.
Ben and Richard have 20. Tom and Beatty have 20 and a half. Oh!
So.
Yes! In your face!
Yeah.
So, Tom and Beatty are overall winners, whereas Ben and Richard have to put on some overalls. Thanks to our guests, Beatty Edmondson and Richard Herring. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry, with special guests Richard Herring and Beatty Edmondson. It was advised by Pappy's producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recordings of the good people of the Phoenix in London, who is watching us, thinking for love, to Orange Park at the British Comedy Garden, to Natasha Caffrey and Imogen Semper for helping out. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is the first production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Oh, my God.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.